you. Thank you very much. Glenn, can we make a roll call so we know who's in the call?
Yes, certainly, Olga. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. On the call today for the GNSO work prioritization model, we have Jamie Wagner, Olga Cavelli, Chuck Gomes, Wolf Ulrich Knoben, and for staff, we have Liz Gaster, Ken Bauer, and Glenda Saint-Germain. Thank you, Olga.
Thank you very much.
Over to you.
Thank you, and thank you, everyone. I would like to ask a question first. In the reminder, I saw that the call would last 2 hours. Are we doing a 2 hour call or 1 hour? That's the question. My question at least.
I saw it. 1 hour.
I think it should be 1 hour. For me, it would be fine 1 hour because then, if not, I will have to leave. But just a clarification.
Olga, this is Ken. In the last note from Gisela, it said further to the doodle poll, this call was 12 January at 1700. This meeting will run for 60 minutes.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, maybe I saw a different reminder. I'm so sorry. Just wanted that clarified so I could organize my time. Thank you. Thank you, Ken. Thanks. I have been trying to find, maybe it was my fault, I didn't prepare a next steps email, which is what I usually do when I chair some drafting teams, but I am so accustomed that Ken is leading this and writing so beautiful summaries and with links and beautiful graphs. I didn't do that, and I couldn't find one after our call on January 7th. Did I miss some email or some document? Maybe I don't have it, or it went to the spam binder. The last thing I found about our conversations and our document is an email from Ken that we have been reviewing the text from 5 days ago, from January 7th. Is this okay, Ken, or I'm missing something?
That is the latest one, yes.
And we were reviewing text about X and Y definitions, right?
Right. In our last call on the 6th, I believe it was our last call, we made considerable progress, which I tried to note in this email. And then I sort of indicated where we had the items that were left that we didn't finish in the agenda.
Okay, would you be so kind to help me find where to start, and I give the floor to you so you guide us, because I can't really recall where we finished and what we have to do.
Ken, it would be also fine. It's worth just speaking for me because I didn't have a chance to participate last time, and neither I could what I wanted. But I could hear the MP3. Record, so if you give a short update just from the last meeting, it would be very nice.
I'm actually...
Can you... we got halfway through the agenda that you had sent out prior to the January 7th meeting, which is when we last met, and there were five agenda items, and we got through about 2.5 of them. I think we were roughly halfway through number 3. We reviewed the objectives. We went through the project list and the short descriptions, talked about what we would include in the projects, and a little bit about this issue of implementation-only projects and whether they should be included. Ken probably has more exact notes on this than I do. And I think where we were really left today is with number 3 and then 4 and 5.
Yes. The reason that I'm stammering here a little bit is, Ken, I thought I had written up something after the last meeting and sent it to the list. And
I think you thought you did.
Yeah.
Or maybe you did and it didn't get received because... We don't have it.
I understand.
Yeah.
But what is this this meeting? I have a message that I put out on the 7th.
That was in advance of the call, Ken. That was a recent.
Oh, the call was...
if this helps, what I remember is going through this text that it's in an email that you sent on January the 7th, and we made some suggestions and some changes. What I cannot recall is where we finished, and if we have a clean version with all the changes that we agreed and suggested. This is, I'm confused with that because I cannot find it. If maybe you send it and I don't have it.
I remember writing it. Okay, I apologize. And
this is Jamie. Can I? I think Liz summarized it well. We were in item three. We were almost finishing item three, and we began discussing about item five. We passed. We began some discussion on item five, individual versus group rating. And I think this is the main. This is the main goal of our conversation today, is to talk about this small group approach, that if we should try it and how we should try it in the, next steps.
I found the note, everybody. I'm sending it to the... I made the same error this last time. I sent it from the wrong email account, which doesn't go, but I did write it, so I'm shooting it out to everybody right now. That's why I'm sorry for being puzzled, but I knew I wrote it, and I knew exactly where to find it, so we can work from that, yeah. I upgraded my Outlook to a new version, and I'm still getting used to it. Anyway, it's on its way to the list. It'll take a second to get there.
Well... I'm scared because it just arrived a new computer for me, and it's just, I was confused. Now I'm double confused.
No,
the same thing with Ken.
Yes, you will get you will shortly get an email, and I'm going to go ahead and continue right because there's some material here that's common. The first item in it. By the way, it's dated today, the 12th, although it was sent on the 7th. It says, we agreed to work on the Y and X definitions. And so what we're looking at for the value benefit is I changed the language to read, this dimension relates to perceptions of overall value and benefit primarily for the GNSO, but also considering ICANN stakeholders and the global Internet community. That was the only change made to the value benefit, and I basically picked up Olga's language that she put in the last call.
Yeah, I remember that.
Does that sound like it captures what we discussed?
Yeah, it did to me.
Yeah.
And you all will see this momentarily as soon as that email gets through ICANN and gets to the list. It'll be there. You should have it within a minute or two, I would hope.
I have it.
Okay, great. Okay, super. But if it's on the list, then everybody will have it. And so if you would, just look at the Y value axis, and you'll see in red the changes that I made.
Yeah, I remember that. Yes.
Good. I think that captured what we discussed. Any other comments?
I still have your message from 7th January. Is that what you are referring to?
No, there's a new one.
I'm still waiting for that. Okay.
It'll be there momentarily.
Okay.
I apologize for that. The x-axis definition, I did not change the definition itself, but I added a parenthetical note, which I'll read at the end of it. Note, for projects already in progress, estimates include only those resources remaining from the point of assessment through to completion of the final recommendation. Prior historical / sunk resources are not factored into this dimension. The changes essentially there were to get the word expenditures out and put resources in. I think that was Chuck's comment. And I just did a little wordsmithing, too, just to clean it up. So the the thought we wanted to get on the resources was, and I also changed the title to Resources Needed, was that when the project's already it's already activated, it's not something brand new, then the estimate should only look at the resources from the time we do the estimation to the end. And we're now saying that the end is completion of the final recommendation, not implementation. How's that sound?
Works for me.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Item two in my email. Go ahead.
Cam, this is Jamie. Just another thing we had discussed is that we would include a new category, a category to be put to the council that would be the implementation-only project.
I'm coming to that in a second. That's item. We're coming to that in item number two. So item number two in the email that I summarized attached another version of the projects and short descriptions Word document. And what I did there was I incorporated the changes we discussed. They're mostly all on page two of that document. If you want to open that, I altered the title for table one from active projects to prioritized projects, and then I changed the title on table two from removed projects to non-prioritized projects. You might recall that we discussed a slightly different label for those, but I thought this might be more appropriate. So we're going to end up with prioritized projects and then non-prioritized projects.
Yeah, and I like what you did there. I think I commented on the fact that that a change might be helpful in terms of the title. That works for me.
Okay,
sounds like Jamie had something.
No, it's okay. I just saw it, and now I agree.
Okay, you'll also notice that in the table, instead of just using one single letter like I or X or whatever, I actually made a short little word like pending, inactive, implem, so it would be real clear. You don't have to look at a legend to determine what these things mean.
Very good move, in my opinion. I was thinking about that last week, and I was just kind of hesitated a little bit, but I think that makes it immediately clear, which is more important than brevity for a one-word issue.
Yeah, especially since I didn't really have to change the column width or anything like that. It still fit pretty well. Now, I noted that we should probably add short descriptions I also put in placeholders for implementation projects that we discussed last time. So this gets right to Jamie's point. In Table 2, I now created another category called Implem, I-M-P-L-E-M, and I actually put in two or three placeholders there. I open up the document myself and take a look.
Okay.
Does everybody see that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Now,
in
the case of the website development, that actually hasn't happened yet, but it may be okay to leave it there. I think it will happen in the next few weeks.
Yeah, this is Ken. I'm aware that activity is underway right now to develop some specifications and to actually get some competitive, not competitive bids, but some private estimates and things of that type. So it's moving along. But in any event, again, these were placeholders. I went ahead and I put places for short descriptions in the back, but I don't have any content there yet, so we can fill those in.
The only thing I would suggest, and this is Jamie, to your Word document would be to put in the short description to put the abbreviation we've used in the table one. Okay.
It's a good idea. Yes.
If everybody's okay with that, I certainly can do that.
Could you repeat that, Jamie?
Is the contrary in the short description to use also the abbreviation we used in table one and two. So we did the SDI and IDNS to put before there is level. For instance, there is a pathless policy development process. And the abbreviation we use is, FF. And also, I would suggest to put the to group the short descriptions by groups, prioritize and non-prioritize, because they are mixed. Do you understand?
This is Ken. I do understand. I had hoped that just by creating the link, you could just go to the link by clicking on it, and it would take you where it sort of. I randomized the short description section, so it's all bookmarked, so you don't have to follow it in order.
Well, I think Jamie makes an interesting point, though. And by the way, I like having the link like that, but somebody also may want to just look at the short descriptions. So couldn't we do them in alphabetical order and have the link? That way the descriptions themselves could be easily referenced by in alphabetical order, or if somebody was working from the table, they could link to it very easily.
We can do either, but I thought I heard Jamie ask to have them put in the same order that they exist in the tables.
Yeah, that I think this would be more... to repeat the structure that is in the table, to repeat in the short description, just to make I think it remains more readable, and we don't need to be referring to the first page always. You know, you can read a page at a time.
Yeah, I guess I lean the other way. I think there's some value, we don't have to belabor this because I can go either way. To me, the short descriptions, if they could be used independently, having them in order by the way they occur in the table creates a dependence on the table. What I was suggesting is you've got the links that create that in order. If somebody wanted to just look at the short descriptions real well, they'd be easier to find if they were in an order that's independent of the table. But I can go either way. We don't need to spend much time
it's
on that.
Just because when you refer to the short description, you don't know by the description if for a newcomer to this document, if you go directly to the short description, you don't know if it is what kind of project, what kind of group it is, unless you go to the first page and use the link. So I think it would be more straightforward to repeat the structure. And since you are in page 2 or page 3 reading the description, you would know this is the group that is prioritized or standing or an implementation-only project.
So should we add just in the short descriptions another bit of information for each one to show that it's a prioritized project, non-prioritized project, maybe in parentheses after the title or some other way that logistically makes it easy and clear?
This is Ken. I just would say that we're making the administration of the table much more difficult by doing it this way. I think alphabetically works because it's pretty easy to sort the list alphabetically, but to keep it – here's the problem I'm struggling with. I'm looking at this very long set of short descriptions. If I put a title at the top that said prioritize and then put them in that order, by the time you get to page 2, you don't know what section you're in anyway. You wouldn't be able to tell, right? Because
yep.
There's – So I don't know that the short descriptions need to contain all the information that's included in the index. The index is how you get to the short description, and I suppose we could put them in alphabetical order. Or I'm just trying to be. I'm trying to think about what this will look like when we're finished, and how useful
Ken,
it will be.
Mm-hmm. Ken, this is Olga. I would see this short description as a glossary, and I think the alphabetic order is, for me, it's fine because it's easy to browse. What we could add is the few letters that describe each of them, maybe just by the title. My suggestion.
Jamie, would you be okay if we tried for just to see how it looks? I can certainly try putting the short descriptions in alphabetical order. The links will all be the same, and I'll also include the abbreviations as we discussed. Would that work for you?
Yeah, I was trying to, because if you read the document and you go directly to the short description, to classify, you need to come back to the first page. It's just to know if it what kind of project it is. I would also, so if it is in alphabetical order, I would suggest to add some information with what kind of a little field saying what category it is. If it is prioritized or non-prioritized, and what kind of project.
Yeah, it's just that the thing is those who keep the descriptions up to date. What goes into a prioritized or non-prioritized project can change with some degree of frequency, right? I mean, we will constantly be updating these short descriptions to indicate whether it's prioritized or not. But the purpose of the short descriptions is only to tell you what it is, not what its status is, just what it is.
Ken, this is Olga. This is why I mentioned it works for me, could work for me as a glossary where I check the definition. So, and this is why I find it okay if it's alphabetic order, because I know how to scroll it.
And I think Ken's point is well taken, that the descriptions can be relatively constant. You're not constantly having to update elements of these short descriptions, the glossary, as Olga says. And that makes it easier to maintain. As soon as we add dimensions that are going to change periodically, we have a new challenge in terms of keeping it up to date.
But the category will be changing?
Sure. For example, some of the things that we haven't... Let's just take one example. Let's take the registry-registrar separation issue. That's one right now that is not a prioritized item, but it could become a prioritized item if the council decides to initiate a PDP.
Okay.
May I interpret that okay, Jamie? Let me restate what I'll do, and then we can take another look at it and see how we like it. I will add the abbreviations to the short descriptions, right? Because they're semi-permanent, right? They're not going to change. And I will change the title of the short description to add the word glossary. I think that's a kind of a nice addition. And then we will put those in alphabetical order.
Yes.
Does that work for everybody?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Super. Great. Let's see. In the email that I sent out, I added this new category called implementation, and maybe we can just take a look at what I wrote to see if that is an acceptable definition, if you will.
Where are you at, Ken?
So this would be in the email, in section 2, paragraph 2, where I wrote, the following projects were removed from the original list by the drafting team for one of the reasons, but will maintain, and so forth. Then I have community pending, which I called pending, in which case it says the work effort has been put on hold status and is waiting on or pending another action or decision. That's pretty close to what we had before. The second group category was monitor only. The work effort is not fundamentally prioritized by the council, but it does maintain an interest from an informational perspective. That's the same. And number 3 was not a project, which I'm calling now inactive. the work effort is not or not yet a GNSO initiative and cannot be properly evaluated and prioritized. And then four was implementation. The work effort has completed the recommendation phase, has been approved, and is ready to begin or has already started implementation. While such projects are not consuming large amounts of community resources, the Council needs to understand the impact on staff as it considers the adoption of new project work within the GNSO.
So these four categories are for those projects which are not in the main list?
That's right.
Okay.
That looks good to me.
Yeah, for me too.
Some projects, a project cannot be already started implementation, but has not been approved. Because I don't know what if, for instance, the implementation of the website has been formally approved.
It has not. I think that would still be a community pending one, technically speaking, would it not?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I think I jumped the gun there a little bit. Chuck's, I think, 100% right. Technically, the communications team. A final report has been drafted, and it's still with the team, but it's going to be shortly sent to the OSC, and then it goes to the – I think I was just presuming that all that would go through, and then it would be approved, and then we would have an implementation. But at the moment, right today, I don't think it is.
Yeah, and see, the problem here is Ken's got inside information.
But the point is, this project already demanding some resources?
It's actually, Jamie, a part of the GNSO improvements project on communications coordination work team. So it's really still in that part. Once that element of their work is approved, it'll be pulled out as a separate little implementation project.
So it's not really running. No.
Not by itself. That's correct. Yeah.
What I was referring to is there is some preliminary background work being done by staff in preparation for a eventual approval, which we anticipate. That's the more accurate way to say it, I think. So if the Council hasn't approved this project by the time we go to press with this list, we should change the category from IMPLEM to
We may not even list it as a separate project.
Yeah, that's right. We just leave it off.
It still fall into in the operations and
right.
I mean communications, the OSC communications coordination work team effort.
Yes, I completely agree. I was just trying to be a little bit. I was trying to help with the implementation piece that we discussed by putting some examples in, and I thought that one was one we discussed. But you're right; it's probably premature. Okay. Anything else on the on that section two and the four categories and their definitions?
No.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Sure. Then let's go to paragraph three, which is all right. We discussed creating parameters around what it means to be a, quote, prioritized project, now that we've changed that title and definition. So I suggested some language here, and perhaps we could take a minute, or I could read it out loud if that helps everybody. You can follow along. That'll probably be the easiest way to do it. For the purposes of GNSO work prioritization, a prioritized project is defined to be one that is initiated by a GNSO Council decision to commit GNSO resources with the expectation that such efforts will impact the community's overall work capacity sufficient to warrant its relative placement among all other GNSO prioritized projects. Let me pause there. Should I go on?
Sure.
Yes.
Examples of projects that would be included under this definition include, but are not limited to, policy development initiatives and requests made by the board, for example, GNSO improvements, and or other SO/AC. For these purposes, a prioritized project commences when chartered or otherwise commissioned by the GNSO Council and terminates when the resulting working group or team delivers its final output/recommendations.
Okay.
It's Jamie. I would say that it's not when the team delivers its final output, but when these output recommendations are approved or received or formally received and approved by the council.
That's a good point, because it's possible that the council, for example, could send the recommendations back to the work group for a little more work.
Yeah.
This is Ken. I captured that. That's a great suggestion. Good change. I appreciate that. So what would say? Let me just try it. When the resulting working group or team's final outputs and recommendations are approved by the council. That's the idea, right?
Yeah.
Are accepted and approved, or in other words, because yes.
You probably don't need accepted and approved, but it's not
okay.
A problem.
All right, good. Approved is enough. Good. All right, yes, I've captured that one. Anything else?
Well, it was speaking, so I'm just asking myself, you know, I understand the prioritized projects and the ones before, from number one to four, from community pending to implementation, these are should be the entire bunch of projects. That's my understanding, isn't it? So the question is, let's say that way. So we just defined the other projects from one to four. And the result, so the negative result of that is, that means all the other projects should be prioritized projects. Is that the understanding?
Not exactly, because there will be new projects created that aren't in the prioritized category or the non-prioritized category at a given point in time. The GNSO website improvements is an example of that. It's not anywhere right now because it's part of the work that's coming out of the communications coordination work team, which is a project.
Okay?
Did that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
In some ways, I think Wolf may be asking, what does it mean to be a project? If it's not in list A, if it's not in table 1 or table 2, then it's not a project.
Yeah.
Yes, this is the case with the website implementation. It's not a project. It's a project to be.
Yeah, that's right.
Good question.
The unborn. Well, Wolf speaking. So now for me, the other question is, you know, if you look to the definition of prioritized project, so couldn't that be a case, if you look at it, that other projects also be covered under this definition? You know, prioritized project is defined to be one that is initiated by the GNSO Council. So that's the others also are defined this way. To commit GNSO resources, okay, the others will need commitment of resources as well. So I'm just looking well really to differentiate between this what we defined already in the formal list and what we are now doing.
Oh, I think I understand the question he's asking.
I'm not sure I do, so help me out.
Yeah, let me try. Let me see if I can help there. I think he might be asking, should the definition of what a prioritized project is also say what it's not? So in other words, I think he might be suggesting that an implementation project or a inactive or one that's monitor only or pending, all those meet the definition as stated. And therefore, why aren't they prioritized?
What I interpret the Wolf is saying is that the definition should be enough to not to include or to preclude the inclusion of non-prioritized projects. And what he is saying is that if it, he reads the definition as it is now, it would also include the some projects that we left in the non-prioritized project list.
Jamie, you are right. So for me, for example, let me give an example. I cannot understand, for example, if you look to the WHOIS studies, why doesn't it fall under the prioritized project as we just define it right now? What is the difference here?
Well, the council has taken action to ask staff to, get to gather information regarding estimated costs and feasibility for WHOIS studies. So the key there is that it is a, the council did make a decision to do that. Did that make sense?
Just to clarify, if the council has decided, and so it would be it would meet the definition of prioritized project, and it's not one.
This is Ken. Let me try an idea here. So we take the first sentence, which says what a prioritized project is defined to be, right? And so far, there are only two things that one is it has to be a council decision, and two, it has to commit resources. Well, everything does that, right? So what if we added, in addition, a prioritized project is active. I want to pick all the opposites. It is not in a pending status.
Yeah.
It is not implementation only. In other words, I would add another set of another sentence that puts exclusions in that accommodates the four items that we have put up there.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could say a non-prioritized project. I'm sorry.
I think just saying that it is active is enough, because everything that is pending or implementation only is something, except for implementation projects that are active.
And I think that's okay. We just have to be careful in one sense. For example, I think I appreciate the example of the WHOIS studies, because, I mean, it's still active, but it's active in a sense that staff is doing some stuff that we ask staff to do. Once that's done, the rest of the GNSO will get more active again. So there will be lulls of activity for some of us during a longer project like that. And as long as we understand that active doesn't mean that it's full community activity all the time. And I think that's okay. I'm just clarifying that for our own sake.
This is Ken. Another option here would be immediately after this definition to add another definition for what it means to be a non-prioritized project, and put our four definitions in. So now you have a definition for what it means to be prioritized and what it means to be non-prioritized, and they together constitute the entire list.
Well, it's worth speaking. So I think what Chuck said, it makes it very clear. So, if he could just be more precisely in that sense that it means, projects which are, for example, on more on staff side, at the time being, so-called projects. These are, at the time being, for example, not prioritized projects, because like WHOIS studies, it's a pending one. It may come back, but it's not yet. And the criterion is, I understand, because it has been decided, but it's on staff side at the time being. So could you make that a little bit clearer in the definition?
Now, that's an interesting point that Wolf raises there, because I was kind of considering the Who Is studies as a prioritized project. It's just one that's in a kind of a hold period for until we get the data back that the council needs to take the next step.
Yeah.
And I wasn't considering it a pending project. We had already, you know, made a decision, but it's a decision that that leads to another decision later on, depending on the information we get back.
This is Ken. I'm a little bit confused at the moment as to what the will of the group is as to how to fix the definition.
So it's Wolf speaking. For me, it's just, well, I'm just in line with you, but I would like to have it really clear. Not, you know, I see in the table two at the time being OE studies as pending. So wherever it comes from, this to place it here. So that means, I understand, it's a non-prioritized project, yeah, because number two is non-prioritized. So from the definition we just have for prioritized projects, if you just look at this definition, one could ask, okay, but I understand a HUI study would fall under prioritized projects.
So I don't mean to interrupt, but I understand that. What I'm asking is, how do we fix the definition so that conflict that you're pointing out doesn't occur?
All this discussion, this is Jamie, and all this discussion make me figure out a question. Shouldn't we prioritize also the pending projects? Because if it's standing, it's a matter of status. So it's standing on something, but it's...
This is Liz, and I kind of agree with Jamie. I've been holding back on this Who Is thing because it's such an anomaly. I don't want to get bogged down in, you know, a sort of anomalous situation. But the fact is we have probably close to one full-time staff person roughly working almost exclusively on this, even though it's behind the scenes, half of my time and half of someone else's time. So if we weren't doing this, in theory, we could be doing something else that might be very staff-intensive or providing more staff support to other groups. Hypothetically, I mean, I know this is a priority, and you know, but hypothetically, it seems to me if you're looking across all the resources.
At the same time, Liz, it's hard to prioritize Who Is studies until we get the data that we're waiting for.
Yeah, it's like Who Is studies has work associated with it now that you're not seeing, but that in a way I think still should be prioritized by the council looking across all the resources, or at least giving staff direction, which you have, you know, in a sense by already saying it's a, you know, it has been a high priority. We haven't lost that. When it comes back to the council, it'll be a different task.
Yeah, right.
But it's still a task. Well, so today it's a time-consuming task. It's just mostly a staff task. Tomorrow it could be, you know, a time-consuming task or something in between for members of the council. And I actually envision, as a practical matter, coming to the council with the first half of the information shortly and then coming to the council with the second half of the information, you know, perhaps in 2 or 3 months.
So maybe we need to be more precise in terms of the name of the project in this case and say the project we're talking about right now is who is study cost and feasibility estimates.
Right.
Yeah.
And then next month it might be who is study, you know, council assessment or...
Yeah, right.
But I was not discussing particularly the case of who is study. I like examples are good to work from, but I was kind of doing deductive thinking, thinking in principle. I think that a pending project, it just changes its status, and I think this is a dynamical situation. One day it can be pending, and the other day it goes back to active. And in principle, a project independent of its status, it should be prioritized. I know it should be pending on some information, on some something, but it still is has a priority. It still has we can still it has its importance, and we can still figure out which will be the resources ahead. So what I was asking is, in principle, shouldn't we be prioritizing pending projects also, independent of it, who is in charge?
This is Ken. I would like to say something I think might be controversial here, but it's burning and I got to get it out. This work prioritization task, I believe, it came initially from a concern about community resources in the GNSO and the participation of work teams. It sort of had its origin there. Now, that's sort of point one. Secondly, there are a lot of things, a lot of projects that the staff, the policy team, is working on. The community doesn't know in any sort of formal way. Let me give you an example. I spent, and with help from Margie and others, we worked for months on bylaws changes for the GNSO restructure that was never a project on the GNSO list, right, because it was all staff work. Now, if we're going to say that all staff work has to be prioritized when it's staff only or staff primarily, then what we're going to have to do is take all of the work in Denise Michelle's organization and maybe others, I don't know, and put it all on the table and say everything needs to go out here on the list, even stuff that is being done only by the staff.
It was, but Ken, it was on the GNSO project list. It may not have been, as transparent as all the little facets of what we needed to do associated with that, but it was, in fact, on the projects list, the action item list, including the bylaws changes. What's not there is an assessment of the volume of staff work. That's not clear to the group. It's the same thing with who is. It's not clear to the group how much time we're spending, unlike maybe a working group where, in a particular working group that, say, Marika is supporting, her actual efforts are quite discernible to the group. They're more apparent.
Isn't this very similar to what we talked about last time about implementation projects that were primarily staff involvement? We need to keep them in front of them, in front of us. They're part of the bigger picture. But I thought on implementation projects, we decided not to include them in the prioritization exercise. To me, this is very similar. We need to keep them in front of us. We need to have an idea, and staff needs to communicate to us with regard to availability of resources and resource commitments and so forth. But to me, it's perfectly analogous to the conclusion I thought we came to with regard to implementation projects last week.
This is Ken. I think that's what I was trying to say also. And we originally, we created this classification of pending and inactive precisely to put things off the list, right, that were pending, that were waiting on staff input. Our definition even reflected that. So we are sort of retrogressing back to question whether our original decision was right or wrong.
But, yes, I'm doing exactly that. And I think we should always recheck what we have decided, and I'm doing precisely that. I'm retrogressing. I don't know what I was thinking about the question I put. I think you didn't respond, Ken, because I talked generically. And not about resource staff. And we talk about resources here. We are not referring staff resources. We are referring resources that are in the GNSO resources, which implies some staff effort, but not all staff work and not all staff resources. So we could, I think we should rephrase to include only GNSO resources. But what I ask is, if a project that consumes GNSO resources, it can be in a pending status, and it will consume GNSO resources. It can be in a pending status, and I ask, why not to prioritize it? Hello?
We're still here.
Hello?
Yeah, me too. I'm here.
Yeah.
I haven't left either.
I must say I'm a little bit lost at this time in the conversation. I'm not sure what we're discussing.
Well, Liz, I think one thing is that we're, you know, and I think I'm possibly a cause of it, we're struggling with GNSO resources versus community resources versus staff resources.
Yeah.
And it occurs to me that maybe, even though I wasn't thinking about this initially, that Jamie's idea of limiting the assessment, ex-assessment, to GNSO resources is appropriate, with the caveat that we the staff provide you with some assessment of how we view the staff resources associated with any of these projects, so that, I mean, I'm not sure how to blend the two ultimately. It seems like the council needs to also have an appreciation for staff resources that are being detailed to different projects, or that might be needed in a finite, you know, where resources are limited, but maybe it's a different assessment or process of consideration.
Now, you know, Jamie's basically just asking, should we, if I can rephrase it, Jamie, you're basically just saying, should the things we're showing as pending projects actually be in the other table, in table one?
I thought he was asking whether we should be clear about the GNSO, which resources we're assessing.
Yeah, I think also it's not clear from our definition what precisely is meant by GNSO resources. I'm not because it includes some staff resources. It's not only community resources. But I think we lack this definition of what is GNSO. We can always assume that everybody will understand what kind of resources we are referring, but sometimes it can be confusing to some people, because it's not all the staff resources. It's not only community resources. So I think we should the matter deserves some more thinking or some more work on the definition.
Ken, this is Olga.
Hey, yes.
I would like to add something to what Jamie said. I think it's a good point, and I think that we could add somewhere, I don't know where, somehow a level of involvement of staff and of the council. For example, there are some projects that have a very low participation from staff just because are led by other supporting organizations. Say, for example, the geographic region group that two of us are participating there, but it really staff involvement is not from our side, from GNSO side, but mainly ALAC and CCNSO, for example. And there are others, like WHOIS, which the involvement of our staff is really very important, and it's perhaps 100% staff for the moment. Maybe we can add somehow, like, not go into numbers because it would be very difficult, but low, high, medium involvement of council members and of staff, and so it could be clearer if someone looks at the list.
Let me use the example of who is. Can we estimate future involvement of future resource consumption of who is studies or not?
Not until we get the cost estimates and feasibility estimates back, which is the part of the project that's going on right now. And that's why the council made the decision they did. We were basically saying, hey, you know, these studies might be good, but we need to evaluate that in the context of the cost effectiveness of doing it. You know, the value that we may get out of them may not warrant the cost it would take to get it, or vice versa.
I understand. We could estimate the value, but we could not. If we tried now, we would be able to estimate the value, but not the cost of future cost.
Well, and there's some limitations in estimating value too, because if the studies as proposed are not very feasible, in other words, really doable, then they may not be very valuable either. So you have on the value side, you have the feasibility estimates, and on the other side, the cost side, you know, what would it cost to really do a study if it is feasible? So it is kind of in a pending state until we get that data back.
Yeah. Okay. That justifies why a project that is pending should not be prioritized, because we cannot prioritize it. It's pending, some information, it's missing some information that would be necessary to do the prioritization.
Now, to use another example, FastFlux, maybe we could possibly prioritize that. It's a little bit, we're not really waiting additional information. It's just, how important is it to us? So maybe
we
projects could be prioritized and some can't.
In essence, the council
has given FastFlux a low priority without formally
So
you understand?
This is so there are two kinds of pending. One is pending information, and the other is a kind of low priority already decided by the council.
Yeah, so maybe it's not really a pending project. It's just a low-priority project and should really be lumped into the other. That's a good distinction. Does that make sense to others?
Yes.
Yeah.
How about to you, Ken?
Yes, it does. With that description, it sounds to me like FastFlux was put in a pending state when perhaps it shouldn't have been. But we can move it up.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And then if it gets a low value on benefit and potentially a high cost on it might land in quadrant four, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my understanding originally was that we were waiting on a council decision to go, but I didn't understand it fully.
You know,
I think we are waiting for council action. I mean,
But council, you know, it's a low priority for council, so we, you know, we keep putting it off.
Right. By virtue.
It was just for me as a newcomer, it was just a way of, for the council to postpone some decisions.
This is Ken. With respect to the definition of prioritized project, I'm willing to scratch my head some more on this and maybe talk to Liz and work on it. I think I understand that we need the definition needs to say what prioritized projects are, and it needs to imply what they're not. Otherwise, everything looks like it should be included when we clearly have classes or categories. Whether we move any individual project from one class to the other, you know, can be continued discussed, but maybe I can take a shot at trying to amend the definition so that it's more complete and tighter, and then circulate that to the group rather than try to figure it out in this session.
Yeah. Okay.
If that's acceptable, I'll try to do that and I'll send it to the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also those changes that we talk about in the Word document in the glossary.
That's correct. I'll make the changes to the project list and short descriptions and send that out as well.
Great.
And so what we've managed, we're a few minutes over, so I thought maybe we should sort of summarize and then wind it up. I think we have solidified our X and Y definitions. We have agreed what to do with the project list and short descriptions, and we made a down payment on the definition for what a prioritized project is, and more work to be done on that via the list. We did not get to any of these other items in the agenda, so I'll summarize and leave those there, and we could take those up at the next session. Continue along, that is.
Perfect.
Okay, Ken, thanks.
Ken, when, or group, when are we having our next call? Next week?
Let me see.
So next week is tough for the staff.
You're right. Maybe early the other week?
That'd be great.
Check.
Sorry.
You mean the week from the 25th to 29th?
Right.
Yes.
Well, I have a problem on the 25th. Okay, but depending on depending on the timing, I will be available.
Can you do doodle? Which day is bad for you? Jamie, could you say again which day is bad for you?
The 25th in the morning here in Brazil, and the 27th, and almost all night I have I will be giving a course.
Maybe Tuesday is fine for you. Tuesday the 26th.
Well, but in the afternoon I can always be participating. In the 26th. That can be awesome. It depends on the timing. It will be a... But anyway, I'm not essential to the...
I don't know. You add a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. I would say that.
In fact, I compliment everybody on this group. You know, it's a good group.
Yes, it is. And
well, can accuse me of retrogressing the
That's okay.
Okay. Well,
this is Ken. This whole assessment that we're doing is all about going back and revisiting all the things that we said before. So I probably misspoke there.
No, I'm joking.
Okay.
I understood perfectly.
Is Glenn or Gisela still on? This is Ken. I'll send a note.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Glenn. We were hoping maybe we could do a doodle for the week of the 25th to the 29th. My sense is that maybe 26 and 28 were days that worked best. Maybe
okay.
26, yeah. 26. Why don't we try 26, 27, 28, And
but 127 a day, Jamie said, didn't work for him.
Okay, let's. He did.
My best days would be 36, 28, and 29.
Super.
25. That's 26.
25. 25 is difficult for me.
It's difficult. Okay. So 26.
28, 29.
28,
29, Jamie?
Yeah, 29 is fine. It's the best day for me.
28 is council, isn't it?
28
yeah.
is council, yes. So let's take that out. So we've got 26 and 29?
Yeah.
That works for me. Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll get a doodle out for that.
Great. Thank you, Ken. Thank you very much, Ben.
Pleasure.
Ken, so you're sending this summary and next steps for the next call and the part of the agenda that we haven't been able to review yet.
Yes, and may I ask my my teammates here, if you don't see anything in one day's time, please let me know, will you? That thing sat in my inbox ever since last Wednesday, and I didn't even know it. So, but anyhow, I'll try to be more conscious of that.
Yeah, and I just realized it today, and my apologies for being chairing this group. I didn't realize before, but I've been very busy these days, and I just checked today, and I realized that. I will do that before. I promise.
I appreciate the help. Okay, I think I've captured all the notes, and then so I'll get something out right away this afternoon or tomorrow morning, and then we'll see how the doodle goes.
Okay, great. Yep. Thank you. Thank you very much, Ken.
Thank you all.
Thank you, staff. Thank you, friends, and have a good week.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.